Now, you have heard from Pujyapad Radhanath Swamiji. He is born here. Where you are born?
United States.
His language is clear to you. My language is defective. How can I serve you? Not sweet and also defective. Wrong. I speak wrong English. My intonation is Bengali intonation, Indian intonation. His intonation, you are accustomed, your own mother tongue. He is speaking. So you can understand clearly. And it will be difficult for you to understand me. Is it not?
No.
For that reason, I pray your special attention. If you hear me, then you may understand me. Otherwise, it will be difficult for you to understand. I know I have got this experience. And when in the Japanese war, Japanese came to Burma, and after that, they are entering into India. And there are also rumors that Netaji Subhash Bose was coming. At that time, by the side of the road, I was in Assam. My house is by the side of the road. We are under British regime. Many forces are going, the military forces. But for something happened, and all the military cars and their vehicles stopped. Something happened for a long time. My younger brother was there. He told me that one military officer alighted from the... He seemed to be from England, a British. Let us talk with him in English. He said, well, whether they will be able to understand us, let us go. My younger brother took me to that person. Then we are speaking in English. All of a sudden he asked, what God will do? I couldn't understand. We are puzzled. You see again, what God will do? We are Indians. You do not speak slowly, one word by word is speaking. Word by slowly. What class do you read in? This sort of. When they do, what word? You can understand. It is difficult for me. So, you shall also find difficulty in understanding. Is that it?
No difficulty.
You are accustomed. You know Bengali also, so it is no difficulty. But thing is this, he has narrated so nicely, very attractive. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started Sankirtan. First, inside the house of Srivas Pandit, no non-Bhut devotee was allowed to enter. You have heard it. Only devotees could. Only he has said about a brahmachari. He was a brahmanastic brahmachari. And only he remained by drinking milk. Payapan kari brahmachari. Only drinking milk and nothing else. So, I have got desire to enter into the India Sankirtan to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am a brahmachari and only drinking milk and nothing else. And you have heard all these things and you are, ultimately you are allowed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played the best times of being very much angry. Who is here? There must be some non-devotee. No, non-devotee, he is not non-devotee. He is a brahmachari. And living on only milk. Brahmachari has got right to enter into this. Turn about. Only pure devotee. Then brahmachari became pale by hearing this. Pranav. Then Sivas Pandit told me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not want you, you have to go out. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the simple heartedness of that brahmachari. That brahmachari is not deceitful, is not hypocrite. He said, you should not have such vanity as I am a brahmachari. By this vanity of brahmachari, you cannot get entrance into the transcendental realm where devotees are serving Krishna. This is transcendental realm. What is transcendental realm? You have heard from Parampujyavad, Pratini Sangha Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj. Nahang Vasami, Vaikunthe, Yoginang Hridaye Nacha. Madhat yatra gayanti tatta dishtami narada. You remember? Where Krishna says, I do not stay in Vaikuntha, in transcendental realm, not in the heart of the yogis, where Vaishnavas, they chant the holy name, chant the name, form, transcendental form, attributes, pastimes, and the personal associates of Supreme Lord. There I stay. Actual transcendental realm is there. So no non-devotee should enter here. Ultimately, he put his holy print on the brahmachari. He graced. He has got compassion for all. So we should be very careful in behaving with the Vaishnavas and in behaving with any sentient being of this world. If you go through now in Kartik Vrata, to observe Kartik Vrata, we shall perform circumambulation of Brajamandal, and we have to go through the writing of Bhajan Rahasya written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There he has written, there is offense to the Vaishnava, a serious offense. But even you do any harm to any living human, there is also offense. You go through this. Supreme Lord will be dissatisfied immediately. Don't harm even any living being in this world. As for example, parents are here, there were sons and children, sons, daughters, etc. A son is not good, yet a bad character, yet mother cannot give up her affection to the son. Can he give up? Can she give up? There is some weakness. To bad child also. We are children of Supreme Lord. To a bad child, also God has got some sort of weakness in the heart. If you, so already have said, how to do Haridam Sankirtan, Trinadu Vishuni Chena, Tararu Vishwahishtuna, Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahani. Krishna Adhisthan, Sarva Jive Jani Sadha, Samman Kuribe Sarvodaya. In Bengali it is. How we can give respect? This man is rogue, very bad. But my object of worship is residing in his heart. In that consideration you have to give respect. If you do not give respect, then you cannot do Harinam without offense. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, Jive Samman Dibe Jani Krishna Adhisthan. He may be a characterless devotee, whatever he may say. But our object of worship is residing in his heart. For in that consideration, you have to give respect to all. Why? The Supreme Lord has got some sort of weakness in his heart. Don't go to injure anybody. That sort of mentality is not good. An offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava is serious offense. This offense, Ajamil, he committed offense when he had connection with a pot prostitute. He left his parents. He misused the whole money. He cheated his father and mother. They thought, my son is very good. But having connection with a prostitute, harlot, he lost all his qualities. He was first had got 12 qualities of a Brahmin. And the whole history you know. I don't want to repeat that. And in the womb of that harlot, he got 10 sons. And the youngest son name, he put the name Narayan because of his previous good deeds, previous impression of good deeds. For that reason, he kept the name of the youngest son, Narayan. And at the age of 88 years, he had affection for that son. He committed sins. He was taking wines, he was committing thefts, and also robberies to satisfy the harlot. All these things he did. But at the time when before the time of his last breath, at that time, he did not know. We cannot know when death will come. He was thoroughly attracted with the youngest son and was going with the son, was sleeping with the son. Narayan, don't go there. You will fall down. You go with me. He is sleeping with the sun, he is eating with the sun, all this. Always Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. At the time, when the time of his death came, at the time, messengers of Godhead, three messengers of Godhead, they will come. Three messengers. And we have got practical evidence of it, practical evidence of it. Still one person is still alive. He is of my age. Krishna Sarandas. What is his name now? Sarandas name? Krishna Sarandas, a disciple of Parampuja Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj. He told me that I was in my house. I had no intention to renounce my house. But when I was at the age of 14, I died. And I saw I was taken by some horrible figures. They came to take me. And they are taking me forcefully over the pointed stones. I got severe pain. Why you are taking like this? I shall go automatically with you. No! You have to be taken through these pointed stones. Tremendous suffering. And he was taken to Jompuri. As you find here also, quote, there is a place where the those who are to be tried are kept. And they are calling, the magistrate or judge is calling them. You shall have to hear them. And when he was called, he was, I was called and I was trembling. At that time, Jomraj said, Chitragupta, you have committed it. Our messenger God up there committed mistake. Not this. His name was
Kitish.
His name was Kitish. This is 14 years. There is another Kitish of 80 years. You have to, they have to bring him. By mistake they have brought. Give him up. No. And he was fastened in a bedstead and was taken to this cremation ground for burning. He went there. All were weeping, his family members. At that time, that bed, she was shaking, was moving. What is this? The person is alive. Then they opened the person, unfastened this rope, and he sat down. Oh, you're a ghost? No, I'm not a ghost. Then he said, all this, I was taken to that Jompuri, and I got back here. I shall not remain in the house. Immediately, he left the house, and he was searching, and he came to Navadvipa, and by Lord's desire, he came to Siddhar Dev Goswami. What I have seen this? What is this? This is Jompuri, abode of the god of death. You have got such a thing. Oh yes. How to get deliverance from this? You have to do Haridam. I shall give you a mantra. Then he did not return. By seeing that, it is not mythological. Whenever we say anything, it is myth, it is a mythology. The mythological elephant. What about mythological? Everything you have to say mythology. Actually, government is going on. God of death is there. Chitragupta is there. At the time of death, three horrible figures will come. We commit sins by words, by sense organs, and by mind. The three messengers of God of death will come to take you. At the time of death, the three horrible figures appeared before Ajamil. Ajamil was thinking of his son, beloved son, Sivanga's son, Narayana. All of a sudden, he saw that horrible figures. They are attracting that soul. They will put it in another subtle soul and will take to that realm. It is attracting. And that is also very painful, subtle body. By seeing that, he was frightened. And he was thinking about Narayan. And he uttered, Narayan, Narayan! Vishnu Narayan was targeted. Namabhash. Glow of the name, not actual name. Sun's rays are reflected in the water. And that, reflected in the water, and that after the sun's rays enter into the water and the reflection comes to the wall. By falling on the water, it goes to the wall. That is called abhas. By dropping on Narayan's sun, it goes to Vishnu Narayan. It's called Navavasa, Sankirtana Avasa. By Sankirtana Avasa only. The lowest Navavasa. By that, he was rescued. Sankirtan Pariyasam Stobam Elanam Bhava. Vaikuntha Amnabhagrahana Asheshagavaram Vidhu. Immediately, four messengers of God appeared there, Supreme Lord. They have got this God shape, all Shankar Chakrapada Padmadari. He uttered the name Narayan, Jagada Chaturaksham, Narayan. If anybody utters, not Narayan, he could not utter, Nara, but he died. He will get the same fruit. With any part of infinity is infinite. He could not utter Narayan, but Nara, he died. Then he will get the fruit of uttering Narayan. But he uttered full words, Narayan. And Vishnudut, messengers of God, Supreme Lord came and stopped the messengers of God of death. Why you are drinking? Then all this conversation was there. You will go through sixth canto, you will get there. You see, this Ajamil was first very good. He had 12 qualities of Brahmin and everything. But when his father sent him for collecting some articles for performing oblation, he had connection with a hair lot. And he misused all this wealth for enjoying that hair lot. And he was also treacherous to his father. Father believed him and gave all money. He spent all money then. And after that, how father and how parents will live in this world, how they will be without thinking. And also his married wife, yes, he has given up. And he was with the harlot. And did all kinds of sins. And did not do any expiation. But that we are taking him. Then they said, Ayangakritanam janma kattyam haru jat vyadaram shastayana ghare. You are taking, he has got not a tinge of sin in him. All sins have been robed. I was taking him. In the region of, in the realm of God of death, Adharma had entered. An innocent person should be punished. What is this? He has been delivered from all the effects of sins, not of this birth, of crores of births. Janma kottyangasavi. And he has got deliverance from the clutches of Maya. He has got mukti. Not only he is relieved from all sins, he is quite pure. Like that. Then they could not take him. By uttering the name, because Ajamil had got this inclination, temptation for enjoyment only. He committed sins, but he did not reproach any sadhu or vilify Vishnu Bhagavan. He had no offense. He committed sins, but sins are very light. Crores of births of sins can be destroyed by only Navavas. We cannot do Navavas because we have offense to Vishnu and Vaishnavas. But Ajamil had no offense to Vishnu and Vaishnavas. Out of enjoying spirit he did it, but did not vilify any sadhu, any Vaishnava, or any and Supreme Lord. He did not do. For that reason, Navavas appeared. By that he was rescued. You will see. For that reason here, you see, that Brahmachari is simple-hearted, only the heart. His heart was simple, not deceitful. Only for teaching others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played this pastime. You shouldn't have the vanity, I am a sannyasi, I am a Brahmachari, with this you cannot perform bhajan. You have to give up all material egos. Sarvapadi binirmuktam. Tatparatta nirmana. Hishikana hishikana bhakti ruchyati. What is bhakti? Narad Pancharatra you will find in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami has mentioned. As long as there will be material ego, then you can have devotion. Sarvapadi binirmuktam. You have got, you should not have any kind of material ego. Subtle or gross ego, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. I am of India, I am of this USA, I am of California. All these things are unholy. We do not belong to this world. Whole world, Abhirinchata Mangalam. In the Sattva-loka where Brahma is residing, that is also a mangal. If I think I am a Brahmanam, I become unholy. I cannot serve the holiest Supreme Lord. Sarvapadi binirmuktam, not nirmuktam. By saying nirmuktam, muktam, after that nirmuktam, binirmuktam, there shouldn't be any scent of it. Muktam, erase from your, any kind of material ego should not be there. You should have this knowledge, I am of Krishna, I am of Gurudev, I am of Vaishnava. Then you can serve. Sarvabhadi means tatparatya nirmalan. After giving up your connection with these material egos, three primal qualities of external potential, sattva, tamagun, rajugun, living beings are created, by sattvagun, they are sustained, and tamagun destroyed. By these three gunas of the external potency, we have got birth, death, and threefold afflictions of this thing. You see, for that reason, you should have no such any kind of material ego. How can I get it? If I think that I have been delivered, I have been from the entanglement of my gross, false egos, I have been rescued. You will think by that you can give up your material ego. If anybody comes to you, one person, our Guru Maharaj used to say, he had been to one temple there in Uttar Pradesh. I was also with him. And that one person was expressing his humbleness to the Supreme Lord. Papaham, I am sin. All kinds of sin in me. Papa Sambhav, I have been born from Papa. All these things that he is expressing to the Lord. Then the Acharya of that mart, he said to Gurudev, this person is expressing his humbleness, all these things. You see, whether he is expressing from the heart or from only by words. Then, you see here, you remain. He called, O Pap, O Sin, sinful person. Oh, you are born of a sinful person. Come here. Then that person will become enraged. He is sadhu. President, the chief of this institution, he does not know how to behave. I am expressing my humbleness, showing I am a devotee. He is calling me a sinner. Come here. A great sinner, come here. What is this? Became enraged. You do not know how to behave. You are a sadhu. Then he said, why you are speaking from the east, not from the heart? Very difficult to give up our all this worldly false egos. If the whole world is burning with false egos and false interests. It's the worst fire you are thinking. False ego. I am of India, I am of Pakistan, I am of Russia, I am of this state. California says there is another state. And we are fighting. Even in the family you are fighting. There are different false egos and false interests. And they are clashing. Whole world is a prison house. It's the place of clashing. It is not the place of peace. If you have to go to the peace, they are only master, supreme master, and enjoyer is Krishna, and nobody else. He is only Purush. Purush means enjoyer. Ahangi sarpa jagganak bhakta cha prabhayot. And Gita he has said, I am the only enjoyer and master. There is no master and no enjoyer. When by misuse of our relative independence, we want to enjoy this world, becoming averse to Sri Krishna, we see the world, and world is dazzling. If we jump into it, we shall get happiness. Like the insects, when the insects' eyes are very, very strong, if they see the fire, they think, if we jump into it, we shall get happiness. And the insects jump and burn. We also like that. We think the whole world is very dazzling. If you jump into it, you will be burned. But that is not the place for happiness. Happiness is there. Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is complete happiness. He is transcendental. Happiness is not subservient to me. I cannot get by my own ability. By my own penance, I cannot get happiness. Happiness is not subservient to me. Even you see, one instance I am giving you, a small child, very small child, very beautiful. Parents are kissing, all others are kissing, very beautiful, very, it's giving us happiness. Everybody is adoring. But when Atma, that which thinks, feels and wills, that Atma, which is eternally existing knowledge and happiness principle, Atma will leave the body. You can keep the body for a long time. There is chemical procedure. If you bring that dead body to the parents as it is, whether parents will be happy? When they say, no, take away. He is not my son. He is not your son. Who is your son? That which was speaking is not there. Which was speaking, you did not see earlier. You saw the body. You take the body. No, that which was giving happiness absent. What is that? A particle of happiness. A atomic part of the spiritual energy of Supreme Lord, or the Tatastha Shakti of Supreme Lord. But in their real self, Anusachidananda. For that reason, no person on this earth wants to die. You ask them? No. Everybody wants to live in this world eternally. Why? His eternal self is such that he has got this desire. If he is non-eternal, he cannot have the desire to remain in this world eternally. We are forced to die, but you do not want to die, because our real self is eternally existing, not existing principle. For that reason, I have got this desire to remain in this world. No sentient being wants to die. But he thinks, I am born, I am the mother soon, and I am born, I am now getting threefold afflictions, and at the end I am now I am dead. In this they are thinking. Actually, the eternal existing and knowledge and happiness principle, as you have got knowledge principle, we want to know. Devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire for knowledge. Devoid of happiness cannot have the desire for happiness. Because we are eternally existing knowledge and happiness principle, so we are Atma. Atma requires Atma. By your Atma, Atma cannot have satisfaction. Atma bari drashtabhya, srotabhya, mantabhya, nijidhyashgabhya. For that reason, we are eternally existing, so we want to remain in this world eternally. By being enveloped by the initial energy of the Supreme Lord, when you become averse to Krishna, we think ourselves that we are born, we have entered into this body, I am this body. They think nobody actually say, I am body. They say, my body, my mind, like that, my intellect. Nobody say, I body, I mind, nobody say. But this is a property you have got. But we have got this misconception of self, being enveloped by the universal energy. We think this. So actually, we want to get Satchidananda. Onu Satchidananda, if it is emancipated soul, a emancipated soul, if he comes in contact with another emancipated soul, so much ananda. As for instance, let you become an emperor of a great tract of land. But there are no living beings are there. No living beings are there. And you have got all this property, jewels, etc., and all diamonds, etc. Will you be happy? You will feel suffocation. You will want to commit suicide. If you get one parrot, right. Keeping that parrot. Because the consciousness is there. All then enveloped by gross and subtle body. They do not understand this subtle body, but gross body. By instinct, all these birds. You can get a cat, get a dog, something. But if there is no sentient being, only all these material things, you will feel suffocation, you will commit suicide. If an emancipated soul comes in contact with emancipated soul, how much happiness he can get? Can you imagine? And all these emancipated souls, where from they have come? Nothing can be the cause of the something. Something is the cause of something. Devoid of existence, devoid of knowledge, devoid of happiness, cannot be cause of this Satchidananda Atma. Atma is coming from Atma. That Atma is Paramatma. Yatova imani bhutani jayanti. Yena jatani jivanti. Yat pajanti abhishang vishanti. Tad vijagata diva Brahma. All are coming from Brahma. They are in Brahma. They are by Brahma. They should go to Brahma. As for example, our Guru Maharaj is to give us instance to know it clearly. Brahma means for Brahma. Krishna is the cause of Brahma, formless, impersonal Brahma. Brahma rahi pratishtam, amrita shrabhesha, in Gita you will find. And the cause of impersonal, formless Brahma, for Brahma. All the jivas are coming from Parabrahma. They are in Brahma, they are by Brahma. If anybody considers a minutest particle of a conscious unit, as long as that exists in the body, he is considered a person. When they leave their body, dead body is not considered to be a person, nowhere in the world. If you keep it chemically for a long time, nobody will accept you as a person, would consider him as a person. Even in the corporation you will find, when everybody dies, they also remove his name from their register, this name removed. And if anybody is born, they enter into the register. As long as consciousness is there, he is a person. If there is no consciousness, now in this age, you have to give caste vote to the booth. If you go, this man is my voter, but his consciousness is not there. And he is, by chemically you have kept it. And if dead body you have to take him to the booth, then who is he? Is he my voter? What is that? You have spoiled our booth, and put him to jail. Then they will be angry. Yes. Nobody in this world considers this body to be the person. As long as consciousness is there, Atma is there, so long he is considered person. A Anuatma is so much happiness. Anuatma is coming from Vibhuatma. Atma coming from Atma, not, which is not Atma, cannot produce Atma. So all the jivas are coming. Yatova imani bhutani jayanti, yena jatani jivanti, yat prajanti avishang bhrantat vidhikarsadeva brahma. If a particle of consciousness is thinking to be a person, the cause of that Supreme Lord, who is all existence, all knowledge, all beliefs, can he be not a person? What is the difficulty? When you are accepting a particle of consciousness as person, and the cause of that, all existence, all knowledge, all bliss, and his supreme willpower, the Supreme Lord, he can create infinite Brahmandas planets, he can destroy. Can he be not a person? Rasavaisara hajjaya bhanglabdhanandu. The Ananda he wants, he is Supreme Lord, is Ananda. He is transcendental. He is person. He is not, he cannot be comprehended by our material sense organs. If it is comprehended by material sense organs, it will become finite. My body is finite. It has got its birth. It will remain for some time. It will die. So my sense organs will be eternal. When body is non-eternal, sense organs are eternal. By the sense of whatever you feel, all will be eternal. If there will be eternal reality, that is beyond the comprehension of sense organs, mind and intellect, common sense. His tat sat, his tat, tat means that which is beyond the comprehension of sense organs, mind and intelligence. His tat, that, adhokshaja, adhakritam indrajaganam jenasa. Our Param Gurudev, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he used to explain this, adhokshaja, in English. Sometimes in English it is also clear. Adhakritam indrajaganam jenasa. One O capital, who reserves W capital, they reserve the right of not being exposed to human senses. Gross and subtle, he is called adhokshaja. Transcendental. He is transcendental. Ananda is transcendental. Ananda is omnipotent. Ananda is all knowledge. Ananda can take initiative. Without the grace of Ananda, nobody can get Ananda. When you try to get Ananda by your own endeavor, then we'll come in contact of the absence of Ananda. Over which we can dominate. We can dominate over matter, the void of consciousness. We cannot dominate over. Even the soul of your son, you cannot dominate. Even the soul of the ant, you cannot dominate. Ant is moving, very insignificant, living being. But you want to direct the ant, you should go this side. Because living being, chetan, he will not abide by your order. No, I shall go this side, this side. He may kill, he is insignificant, but he will not give up his nature. So, this Onu Chetan, you cannot even control that Onu Chetan. Vihu Chetan, Supreme Lord, he can take initiative. Ananda can take initiative. When we think Ananda is subservient to us, we commit a Himalayan blunder. You will find in Brahma's prayer to Vishnu. There Brahma is praying to Vishnu. Tasmat jagat asvasam asat sarupam. Sapnavam asto dhicharam puru dukkha dukkha. Tadyo nitya shugo buddho vada tanabhanante mayat uddhuj sadiva bhati. Tasmat jagat asat sarupam asat sarupam. Not this world. This is insignificant. Nothing. All this whole material universe, so they say, is asat, is non-eternal. Nothing is eternal here. Ishat jagat, idan jagat, ashesha vasudu. Eternal cosmos, material cosmos, not eternal. Shapnabham. Whatever we are seeing, all we are dreaming, dream. Whatever we are seeing, we are dreaming. When you see dream, at that time you think it is true, real. But when you wake up from the dream, it is not real. I got this experience in my life when I was with Guru Maharaj. I was dreaming. And dreaming, and I was taken with Guru Maharaj, with so many God brothers and others, to some place. And I was given one room. I was at that time secretary, and others are given other rooms, etc. And I kept my bag because I have to do some official works. There are papers in the bag and also some money, etc. So I kept that on the pillow. And I went to see others. After that, everything is all right. When I came, that bag was missing. Then I was perturbed. What is this? Then I asked our God brothers, they are in the other rooms, have you seen my bag? He did not reply. He only turned his mouth. What is this? He has got no sympathy. I have lost the bag. How can I? Now I have given my explanation to Gurudev, and he has got no sympathy. Whomever I asked, have you seen? What is this? I was puzzled. I was perspiring. What else? At that time, all of a sudden, I woke up and I am in the room in Calcutta Mart. Wow. I am saved. This is dream. All this, whatever you are seeing, laughing and also crying of this thing on this world, everything is dream. Shapnabham. Astadhishanam. If you engage your intellect in this, he is very wise. He has engaged his intellect for getting material amelioration. Are very, very good. But Brahma said, his intellect, his wisdom is perished. One who concentrates, gives his whole energy, whole intellect for this material development, his intellect is perished. Some sort of enjoyment he is getting. Purudukkha-dukkham. He is getting severe miseries. Intolerable miseries. Agony. To why they are going after this? They are running after money. They are running after the property. Why? Then Brahma said, O Krishna, you are the cause of Maya. Maya. Ma means not that. Not that. Ma means not that. This world we think it is eternally existing. Actually, it is not that. If this world we think it is knowledge principle. Not that. It is happiness. Not that. Why? If you see the shadow of the tree, you think this tree, shadow of the tree is the, everything is, branches is there, everything is there. And all these fruits are there. But if you eat the fruit of shadow, you can remove your hunger. Or you can get anything from that shadow tree, timber, wood, nothing. It is a shadow. Like that, when you are the cause of this Maya, as for example, when sun's rays reflect in the desert, have you gone to desert? If you will have the experience. Then from a distance it seems that a clean sheet of water is there. Ignorant animals, deers, etc. They think, oh, if I go a bit, it can go ahead, then I can get water. It's running. Oh, that water is receding. Actually, there is the reflection of the sun's rays on the hot sand. And optical illusion that animal is seeing, there is water. And he is running. Ultimately, his thirst will be increasing, and he is not getting water. After that, he will die if he is getting. Like that, we think, if we get money, we shall be happy. With so much money, we shall be happy. If we get a beautiful wife, we shall be happy. And we shall get a son, we shall be happy. A daughter, happy. If we can marry the daughter, then by we shall get a daughter-in-law, we shall be happy. And after that, we shall get a grandson, granddaughter, and happy. And only your thing, happy. Ultimately, we shall then burnt by the fire of the desert with their thinking. At least I have got this sort of feeling. I do not say other ascetic. When I was there in Chandigarh, one person has come on the horse and decorated and with all these caps in there. And they're coming. And why has he will be married? He has come here with all band party, etc., to take the grace. Oh, I have not got any happiness. If I would have married, then I would have got this happiness. I am repenting. And those who have married, Swamiji, they committed a great mistake by this. They are also repenting. Those who have married, they are repenting. Those who are not married, I am repenting. Dilli ka laddu jo khaya, wo pastaya. Jo nahi khaya, wo pastaya. Dilli ka laddu, you know, a ball shape laddu, sweet. It is made in Delhi. It is very tasteful. But those who take it, taste it, they are repenting. Those who have not taken, they are also repenting. Because what is tasteful, they have taken. But that is, we are thinking like this. Ultimately frustration will come. Right about turn. Ananda is Krishna. When you become averse, you see the Maya. And you jump into it. Turn your face to earth. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thought. How we can do it? First, he made the pastimes of doing Harinam with his own persons. With his own personal associates. After that, when he played the pastimes of rescuing the fallen souls of the world, now, that Chatkaji became the instrumental. There also, he taught us one thing. Whenever will be difficulty, you should remember Nishingha. Nishingha is Keshava Dhrita Narahiro Ripa, Jaya Jagadisha. Krishna has taken that. When, before going there, Krishna appeared there in this Chatkaji's house, when he was sleeping, after breaking the mridanga, at that time, with Nrisimha Rupa appeared there. Before that, he already punished that. After that, he was going with the devotees. And there was a great, you have already heard, the horrible figure. He had broken mridanga. I shall tear your thumb. Whole. Then he was, No. I shall not do it alone. Because all these Hindus, they have made complaint to me. Lodge complaint to me. They are Hindus. I had to go there for them. You should not do this. No, I shall not do this. I shall never do this. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there with the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him. You will find in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. With great affection. Bhagna, what you say, nephew? Mama. Mama is mother's maternal uncle. Not only uncle, paternal, maternal uncle. And maternal uncle, I am your nephew and you are there. You are not coming. With great, you are my mother, you are my maternal uncle in Krishna Lila. Kongsho. He was Kongsho. This Chatkaji was Kongsho. And Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With great affection, then he came out. And he narrated all the history. Then I shall not stop her enough. In my, all the lineage, all whoever will come, they will not stop him. I am giving my word to you. Like this. By Sankirtan procession, with obedience to Shuddha Bhakta, following Advaita Joshi Bhash Pandit and Mahaprabhu, then others are moving behind that, by their Sankirtan. By praying the grace of Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavan, if you do Sankirtan, you have to think that Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in Sankirtan. And all the our Gurudev is there. We think by praying their grace, you will follow. And by praying their grace, they will give you that sort of capacity to utter the name from the core of the heart. When you have got a feeling of want, then you can speak. You can utter the name. You have got the, inside you have got the feeling of worldly things in this world. And you utter the name. You utter the name for worldly things. When you shall have the separation grief, Shuddha Bhakta, when he utters the name, he utters the name from the core of the heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that Shuddha Bhakta can utter the name for his satisfaction. That is the actual name. You have to do name like that. In Sikkhastav also he has taught this. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba, jagadisha kame. Mamo janmani janmani shri bhavatad bhakti rahitu git. How to do? You should not ask for pray, Supreme Lord. Give me money. For money, if that sort of thought is within and you are doing Harinam, then Hari will not come. For fulfilling your desire, Hari is himself. Supreme Lord is for himself and by himself. Everything is coming from him. He cannot come to you, to serve you. He is the Supreme. When you speak him for him, then he will come. You should have not any kind of desire. Na dhanam, na janam, manpower, or any kind of erudition or liberation, salvation, whatever it means. If those desires are there, then it will be actual. You do not know how to pray the grace. You do not know how to pray. Once in our Midnapur, we have got a mart there in Midnapur. Midnapur mart was, I had been to that place when Guru Maharaj, Santa Goswami Maharaj, Jadavar Goswami Maharaj were there at that time in Midnapur. And there was one Babaji. Babaji was puja, was doing puja. He has got beard. And then Babaji, he was doing puja. And one woman devotee, she came there, and she was weeping, always weeping by seeing Radha Govinda Mahaprabhu. We are seeing, oh, such a devotee, great devotee. We are seeing. We are trying to pacify him. What do you want? All the Vishnu was there coming. This information has been given to all the Vaishnavas. Then the woman is always weeping them. Then one prominent Vaishnava came. What do you want? What is the reason? He will get the grace of them. Then she said, I am so much disheartened. Why? I had a goat. That goat has a beard like this, Babaji. The goat died. When Babaji moved, that this beard is moving. Then I was weeping. this sort of, when we come to the temple with material desires, it is not for Krishna. He was weeping not for Krishna. He was weeping for his goat. We should have any desire. When we can have company of Shuddha Bhakta, then they can help in this matter. Our eternal nature of the self will be awakened. Whatever it may be, today is the disappearance anniversary of Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj. We have heard from Sri Radharath Swami very beautifully in this language and sweet language, everything of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he did and how he graced the Siddhar Pandit and all this. Only Krishna is, Supreme Lord is only subdued by pure devotion and not by any other process, method of devotion. This for that. And other things he has also, in related matters, he very clearly he has spoken. So I do not want to say about this, but I should say something for Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj. Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj, you have heard his name. Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj appeared in Bangladesh, now it is Bangladesh, in Majidpur, one village, near Jamalpur, in Mymenshing district. And after that, he had a great desire for worship of Sri Krishna. And he renounced his house. And he came to Navadvip. At that time, Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was there. And he expressed his desire and he got this Babaji Besh, this Vaishnav ascetic order he took. His name is Bhangshidhar Babaji Maharaj from Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. And he was like Gaur Krishnadas Babaji. He was very tall, but indifferent to all worldly comforts. Always uncombed, unkempt. All this, the hair is there, very long, the hair is long, and all beards are there. And disorderly dress, like an anchoret from this end. He used to remain under a tree, always. Not any cottage, under a tree. Doing bhajan. And he has got very, when he finds, but he found any beniantry, and then he will not live there. This is Bhangshibhat. He will not leave that place. And he used to serve Nitai Gauranga and Radha Krishna, but not in temple, under a beniantry. The temple is like this, big cloth bag, that is temple. Nitai Gauranga in one temple bag, another bag, Radha Krishna. And sometimes, when at the time of puja, he take out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and performing puja, and after that, keep it. And again Radha Krishna like that. And so many persons giving many articles, many vegetables, fruits, etc. He did not take notice of it. But what? Whenever he thought so many heaps of rice, all these things, give all the distributed to them, like this. Sometimes what happened, our Puri Goswami has written, sometimes what happened, some cows have come, they are eating. And third thieves have come, they are taking. He was seeing all these things. He was laughing. What is this? Some are giving, or some are taking. Some thief are giving, or some thief are taking. The Supreme Lord is giving and taking, and he is laughing. Like an anchorite. Our Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur used to make obeisance to him from a distance, and he prohibited his disciples, don't go to him. You will not be able to understand him. You will commit offense. He is not in this world. He is in the transcendental realm. You will not be able, by your vaidhi bhakti, whatever you have learned now, you are a novice, you will not be able to. Because sometimes what he did, it will be difficult for him. Sometimes, you know hookah? Bubble hubble? Sometimes he showed that to Radha Govinda, not to Jitai Gauravu. If you saw it there, then you will commit offense. There you should, it is prohibited, all kinds of intoxication is prohibited, all these things. So you will commit offense, you should not go there. Now, one person, always coming to him. Please tell me how I can get God. How can I get God? He was always thinking something, always sometimes laughing something. And that person daily was coming and asking. One day, his attention went to him. What do you want? How can I get Krishna? Cry! Only one word. Nothing. If you can cry for him, from the core of heart, you can get. No scriptural evidence for them. Have you got? You are crying for money, you are crying for other things of this world. How are you going to get? You cry for. You weep, you cry from the core of the heart of Sri Krishna. You will get. Easiest way. In this way he used to speak. One day, what happened? The one who was asked, have you gone to see Mayapur? Yes, I have been to Mayapur. I went there, I sat under the Margosatri Nim tree where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. I sat there. Chotinandan, he came to me. And he took my water pot. By taking the water pot, he went away. What can I do? My only, that water pot is my only thing. And he took away that. I was sitting, what is that? What shall I do? After some time, he came, he gave me the water pot. And by that water pot, I now returned. So, Chochinandar Gaurhari is also playing with him. Have you gone through this? Mukhtar Babaji Maharaj? Like this. Always he liked Banyan tree. Not only he remained in Navadvip Dham, he went to all the places of pilgrimage. And when he was coming from Vrindavan, and we have got our mort at Midnapur, our Guru Maharaj was there. He got the information, the Bhagavad Babaji Maharaj is coming to Midnapur. Then he sent information that he should come to our mort and with all his other servitors, he should come to the mort here. We shall make arrangement for that prasad, etc. in Midnapur mart. I am the disciple of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Saraswati Thakur, he knows. He has got that knowledge. Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I am the disciple, you should tell them. And he, all right, I shall go to the mart. But he did not come. Everything was prepared. What is the matter? Then Guru Maharaj went there with the other disciples. He saw one banyan tree. And this is Bangshi Bhat. Stop here. He will not move. When you saw the Bangshi Bhat, everybody is then going there and make obeisance to that Bangshi Bhat. Then Guru Maharaj, We have prepared everything. No, this is Vamshabhat. And I have given some bhog to my deity. They have given them bhog. Paramanna bhog, you take. Guru Maharaj took that prasad. But such a sweetness I have never felt there. Guru Maharaj felt this. Bhushidhar Babaji Maharaj, today is the disappearance day. In disappearance day, we have to pray for the grace of Vaishnava. Pray. And to sing the glories of Vaishnava, we have got no power, we have got no ability. We have got no, because I am an enslaved jiva, I have got no swarnagati. How the transcendental qualities of Vaishnava can appear in me? How can I sing the glories? Without the grace of a Vaishnava, we cannot sing the glories of them. And without the, even we do not want, we do not know how to pray grace. So pray grace, we have to get the grace of Vaishnava. To pray grace, to remember Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, Tinesmaran, Vigna Vinashan, Athiyatha Vijay Avishta Purana. Everything we can get by remembrance of Vishnu. Today is the disappearance day and it is getting late, so I am paying my innumerable prostrate obeisances to the lotus feet of Vamshadhar Babaji Maharaj, so that he forgives me for my all offenses and gives me the service of his lotus feet and the service of his object of worship, Radha Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, on this holy day.